bore the grime of a long journey, and the hair bristled unkempt from the well-shaped head. It was a sorely stricken man who lay before us. "What is it, Watson?" asked Holmes. "Absolute exhaustion, possibly mere hunger and fatigue," said I, with my finger on the thready pulse where the stream of life trickled thin and small. "Return ticket from Mackleton in the north of England," said Holmes, drawing it from the watch pocket. "It is not 12 o'clock yet. He has certainly been an early starter." The puckered eyelids had begun to quiver, and now a pair of vacant grey eyes looked up at us. An instant later, the man had scrambled onto his feet, his face crimson with shame. "Forgive this weakness, Mr. Holmes. I have been a little overwrought. Thank you. If I might have a glass of milk and a biscuit, I have no doubt that I should be better. I came personally, Mr. Holmes, in order to ensure that you would return with me. I feared that no telegram would convince you of the..."